This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
So tonight's halacha share is entitled Nivul Peh, which basically means coarse language, inappropriate language. It is, of course, as ever, related to the parsha, and it's a very interesting connection. What is the connection? So there's a Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara in Pesachim tells us, V'tona didon my time alek tomi lele. The Gemara in the very beginning of Pesachim, the first Mishnah, says that on the night of the 14th of Nisan, you check the house for Bedikas Chometz. Bedikas Chometz on the night of the Orelaba Oso Yom, the evening of the 14th. The Gemara says, why this strange expression? Why not use the normal term of Leil Yudalit, Laila? So says the Gemara, Lishna Ma'al Yehud Nokat, because the Mishnah prefers to use a more elevated, refined language. Laila has connotations of darkness, of impurity, of negativity, and therefore use the language, use the expression Ur Laba Osa, that word. And continues the Gemara, and that's in the first box. If you're listening online and you haven't got the email, you haven't got the handout, please email me at j.golker@gmail.com and I'll happily send you the handout. Says the continues the Gemara there in Pesachim, Uchud Rishu ben Levi, to Omer Rishu ben Levi, La'olam al yotzi adam davar megunah mepiv. A person should not say something which is inappropriate. Shahari ikem hakosu shmoina osius, because the Torah, in this week's parasha, Parshas Noach, goes out of its way to add 8 letters. And the Torah is very economical, normally with letters, with words. It adds 8 letters, so they shouldn't say something a little bit inappropriate. Shenemar, what is that? As it says, when Noach is told to bring the animals into the Teva, into the Ark, it says, min ha-behema ha-Torah, bring the pure animals, behema tahira, or min ha-behema asha'enen tahira. It should have, of course, said, bring the animals, ha-behema ha-Torah, bes ha-behema ha-Temeo. But instead, it didn't want to say the word impure, tameya, and rather it says, habehema asha inena tameya. That is an example, says the Gemara, of avoiding something which is a dova maguna b'fiv. Interestingly, laila is not a bad word. The Balamara says there in the Gemara that the point is that just wherever possible, it's preferable to use most more refined language. And therefore, Ur Laba Osa is more refined than Laila. Tome is not a terrible word. Impure, the Torah does use it. However, if there is an option, it's coming to teach us to use more refined, elevated language wherever possible. Rav Palms often used to say about his own mother that she never used the expression of sheker, of falsehood. She would always instead say, it's nisht emes, it's not true. And to avoid something which is dover maguna, to say, even to say the word sheker, a falsehood. My friend always used to say that that's how you produce a Rav Palm. If the mother was so careful to use an elevated, refined language, then you can produce a Rav Palm. The Meron Avuchim, the Rambam, we know, of course, the Rambam wrote 3 famous works, the Pirush Mishnayos, the Mishnah Torah, and also the Meron Avuchim, his philosophical work. Now, in the Meron Avuchim, if you've got it over there, in Chelek Gimel Perek Ches, he says something very interesting. Why is Lashon HaKodesh called Lashon HaKodesh, the holy language? So he explains, let's go through the Lashon. V'sibba b'kriyas l'shoneinu ze Lashon HaKodesh. The reason why it's called Lashon HaKodesh, v'lo tachshuv shehu haflogu mimenu etos, it's just a random word. Avad hu emes, it's true, it is a holy language. B'pnei sheze ha-Lashon HaKodesh lo hunach b'sham klal, there is no word in Hebrew, there is no word in Lashon HaKodesh for going to the bathroom or for private body parts or for the act of procreation. It's always described euphemistically. It's always described in a moshel, in a metaphor, because the language itself hasn't got the vocabulary for these things. Amazing. And therefore it's called Lashon HaKodesh. Now, you may ask, if it's so important not to speak in an unrefined way, where is this brought in Shulchan Aruch? It's not. Why is it not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch? So possibly 2 answers to this question. One answer is that the Shulchan Aruch also doesn't say you should have bad midas, but that's obvious. So in the same way that it's obvious one should have good midas and not bad midas, well, so too, it's obvious really one should speak with an elevated way of speaking. The Targum in last week's parasha says that what differentiates us between animals is the nefesh chaya, is ruach mamalaloi, is the ability to speak. So of course we should use that in the proper way. The second reason perhaps why the Shulchan Aruch does not legislate the requirement of speaking Loshon Mekiyah is because it's very hard to quantify. Well, what is appropriate language? What's not appropriate? It's quite vague and it's very hard to measure, and therefore perhaps the Shulchan Aruch has therefore omitted this. Now, there's a famous Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Gimel, this appears, we'll see soon, also in Ksubas. The Gemara talks about the gravity of Nivel Peh, of unrefined, of coarse language. Take a look at the Gemara in Shabbos, Lamed Gimel, on the ballot, the bottom box on the page. But of a Nivlus Peh, as a punishment for Nivel Peh, for coarse, speaking coarse language, Soros Rabbos, the tragedies, the difficulties increase, the gezeiros koshos mischachos, and the evil decrees, the bad decrees increase, renew themselves. But bechure soime Yisrael mesim, and nebuch young people, Jewish people die. Yosomim va'amonos sakim be'in the menim, and widows and orphans cry out and not answered. So clearly something very, very grave. And then the Gemara carries on and says a famous statement. Omer b'chanan barova hakol yoidin kala lo menichin sudachupa. It's well known, it's understandable, it's clear what happens after a young couple, if they get married, that they're now able to live with each other as man and wife. But if someone speaks about that, or makes lewd comments, or speaks inappropriately, even if there is a decree of 70 years for good, for a well-lived life, it can be reversed for the opposite. So the gravity of the punishment of someone who speaks Nivel Peh inappropriately is clearly very, very severe. Continues the Gemara on the top of the next page. They deepen Gehenim for him. Even if a person doesn't speak it, but listens to it and is silent and doesn't protest, or doesn't object in any way, or leave the table, or whatever it may be. Now, interestingly, the Gemara in Kesubas quotes this memra, but it's slightly different. It adds a few words, the words in bold on the handout. Omer of Chanan Barav, hakol yodim kala lo menichin sudachupa. Everyone knows why kala goes to the chupa, what the consequence of them now being able to live together. And hakol hamenabel piv, that's the same as the expression in the Gemara in Shabbos. But then the Gemara adds, umoit zidov nefala b'viv. And he actually enunciates something which is inappropriate, which is lewd, which is coarse, etc., etc. Filu nichtem legzardin shashim shama, etc., etc. The Taz in Yeridea in Simon Kuf Chaftalat Sifkatin Aleph explains why the extra words in the Gemara in Ksuvas, and he says that not only intended nivel peh, but even unintended nivel peh is prohibited and is punished. That's why you have those extra words. Intended and unintended nivel peh is prohibited and punished. The Mesillas Yesharim in Perek Yud Aleph, the famous classic work of the Ramchal, he says it's not just a chumrah. I might think that, you know, that you can't speak about lewd things or inappropriately. Maybe it's just a midas chasidus, it's a chumrah. Says the Mesillas Yesharim, nothing doing. The imlach shech adam loymas, the paragraph number 5. It's to warn a person and to distance him from an avera, or someone who is hot-headed, by speaking about these things that will sort of increase his desire and he might come to do an avera. But if a person is just, you know, making fun or having a joke or something like that, maybe it's nothing. Don't worry about it. Tell this person this is just the strategy of the Yetzirah. It's the immorality of speech. And it's part and parcel, it's inherently prohibited. It's almost like znus itself. There's no punishment of Nisa, of Koris, or anything which would normally happen for Znus. However, Asurim him Issa Atzmim, they are actually inherently Osa to speak lewdly, inappropriately. Mevad Heyosim Gamkin, Germ Mavim Elissa, Harashai Atzmim, etc., Harashi Atzmim. That it might actually cause the event itself, the Issa itself, but the very speech itself is prohibited. Indeed, the Rambam in Meron Avuchim continues and says that that's the refined speaking is part of our makeup of what is a mamleches kohanim v'goy kodesh. To be an elevated holy people is because of our language. Two final points. There is a famous tshuva of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe Chiyoredei Chelik Dalet Simon Dalef says, he was asked, is there any prohibition of imbuchu kaseihem loisei lechu to go to the theater or the stadium, sports stadiums in our times? Is there a problem? Says Rav Moshe, no, no problem. Vada loishaychi lahalav imbuchu kaseihem loisei lechu. There is no problem of violating imbuchu kaseihem in their statutes, don't go, because that's referring to Avodah Zorah, etc., etc. Ella, however, says Rav Moshe, heim me isur leitzonos b'tel Torah. There are other issues. One issue could be leitzonos. You go to some theater productions or whatever they may be, and you come across leitzonos. Leitzonos means mocking, scoffing, cynicism. Or b'tel Torah. A person has to account for the waste of time. Is it necessary? Is it is the time well used? B'tel Torah. The gam od, and continues Rav Moshe, the gam od issa gadol yesh, the megari yetzaharash l'arayas, the nafshe, the ruben him divrei nivul peh, v'hasosa l'arayas. The extra concern is that when a person goes perhaps to some of these places, there could be a culture of inappropriate language, of lewd talk, etc. And therefore one has to take issues, one has to take care regarding going to the theater, etc. And be aware of contemporary culture, etc., etc. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, interestingly, we know that when Lot ran away from Sodom when it was being destroyed with his two daughters, and he hid in the cave and he thought it was the end of the world, and he lived with his two daughters and produced progeny, Ammon and Moab. The Gemara says, interestingly, that the eldest daughter who called the child Moab was a little bit indiscreet, because calling the child Moab, it makes it very clear who the father of this child was. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekapech Schar Koberia. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not hold back the schar, the reward, from any person. Afilu Schar Sicha Noi, even good conversation, even this refined, polite conversation. The Ilu Bechir of the Kamer Moab, because the elder child called the baby Moab, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore, generations later, said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Al Totzer Es Moab Al Tisker Ba Milchoma. You're not allowed to engage in warfare with Moab. However, Milchoma Hudulai, Ha'ingaria Ovidbu, but the little sort of skirmishes, that is allowed. So you can shepherd them, you can skirmish with them, but not full-fledged warfare. Tzeira, but the younger daughter of Lot, to Ka'omra Ben Ami, she called the child Ben Ami, which is, and then that evolved to become Amoin. Amila Kodesh Baruch Ulamoshe, Vakarav Tamul Bnei Amoin, Al Tzurim Al Tisko Bam Klal. Don't agitate them whatsoever. So you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very calculating with even very subtle nuances in conversation and in speech. One final thought, that as a Rebbe, it's very tempting sometimes to speak the language of the street, to speak the language of the students that you teach, but it's a mistake. It's a mistake. I think one has to resist that temptation and make sure that one's speech is elevated, is refined. And really the boys, I think, respect that and will sort of aspire to that speech. But the point is, Nivul Peh is a very interesting topic. It's related to this week's parsha because the Torah goes out of its way to add letters uncharacteristically. And instead of saying HaBehema HaTahora VaHaBehema HaTumea, it says HaBehema AsheEinena Tahora. It adds eight letters, as the Gemara Pesachim tells us. And the idea is, the aspiration is to enjoin us to speak with a refined, elevated way. That really is who we are. That Klal Yisrael are considered the Mamleches Kohanim, the Goy Kodesh, And elevated speech is very much part of that. The very phrase, Loshon HaKodesh, says the Mor Nevuchim, it's so cool because the language itself is holy and is refined, as discussed. Okay, we'll leave it there.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.